A congressional panel today concluded its investigation of intelligence failures before the September 11th attacks. The committee's final report finds much to criticize in the structure and performance of intelligence agencies, and it suggests some changes. In a moment, we'll talk to one of the congressmen leading the charge for those changes, Republican Porter Goss. First, NPR's Larry Abramson has more on the recommendations.
Much of the committee's report remains classified, yet the public portions revealed today and in hearings over the past few months amount to the most thorough examination of U.S. intelligence before 9/11. The committee's work exposed the failure of the FBI, the CIA, and other agencies to share what they knew about possible terrorist assaults. Senator Bob Graham said all signs point to one major flaw.
What our intelligence community needs is the equivalent of an admiral of the fleet. Each agency or ship has a captain, but someone needs to command the entire fleet.
The committee recommends a new director of national intelligence should be part of the president's cabinet. Graham noted this approach has been proposed about a dozen times before. In fact, the head of the CIA is supposed to serve a centralizing function in his dual role as director of central intelligence. But the committee's work underscored that huge divisions remain in what is referred to as the intelligence community. The Pentagon and the CIA are likely to oppose further centralization. The FBI has already come out against another of the committee's recommendations. The report says Congress should explore the creation of a domestic intelligence gathering agency, an American version of Britain's MI5. Some members had called for a flat-out recommendation to create this agency, but Representative Nancy Pelosi said this controversial step would require more debate.
We did not recommend an MI5. The committee recommended that that consideration be done in the full light of day, as our chairman, Mr. Goss, said, with the full discussion of the American people about how we balance liberty and security.
Many fear an agency devoted to domestic surveillance would violate civil liberties and privacy. FBI Director Robert Mueller says his agency is building an intelligence capability, so there's no need to start over. The final report focused on these restructuring proposals, not on recriminations. But some members said Congress is supposed to point fingers. Senator Richard Shelby pointed his at CIA Director George Tenet, a man Shelby said he liked, but...
There have been more massive failures of intelligence on his watch as director of CIA than any director in the history of the agency.
The close friend Shelby held out for public approval included many of the chiefs of the intelligence world, including the man who ran the FBI for years under President Clinton.
Let's not forget Louis Freeh, who's someone we all respect and we love. But Louis Freeh presided over the FBI during a catastrophic era.
Outside the intelligence world, many reforms have already begun. Aviation security has been federalized. Many immigration procedures have been changed and moved to the new Department of Homeland Security. It may be a little tougher to get the intelligence world to submit to a makeover. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.